original question then about?
I didn't hear the whole, oh, the word this morning, but you also mentioned about unpleasant and pleasant feeling in, and something associated. I didn't hear the whole conversation, so.
I think the question was whether there could be unpleasant feeling with awareness. Was that right from this morning?
She's not clear about the feeling concerning when sati arise.
Sumanasa, this morning you said about sumanasa and upekha.
Oh, I know. Because at moments of kusala, so any moment of sati, any moment of kusala, there cannot be unpleasant feeling, because if it's unpleasant feeling, it's dosa. So the feeling must be either neutral feeling or pleasant feeling, somanasa. And what Ajahn was saying, that when it's stronger kusala, the feeling is somanasa, usually.
Strong kusala,
then somanasa rather than neutral feeling. For example, if you give someone a gift with neutral feeling, the generosity is not as great as when it's given with pleasant feeling, when one's so happy to give. This was the point.
Because someone asked about the different degrees of feeling. And also other realities
and
too.
Degrees of kusalas.
Or degrees of panya. Piti Sampo Chanka.
And that's also somanasa.
Whenever there is piti, the feeling is somanasa. Not somanasa, do you understand?
Sometimes.
But when it's greater and greater, somanasa to have understanding of that degree. To be able not to be enslaved anymore to avicca, titti, and lobha.
So are you saying that in some cases there's piti and in some cases there's no piti with kusala?
Certainly, like now, see? Kusala can be neutral feeling.
So, stronger kusala is with piti, and hence the somanasa.
Usually. And we talked just about the sensuous plane, not the Rupa Brahma plane.
Mm-hmm.
Now somanasa or neutral feeling.
Dordamanasa.
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 No understanding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about when you laugh?
When what?
You laugh. What kind
when
of
I'm
feeling?
Laughing, it's loba.
Somanasa. Then.
It's somanasa.
Yeah.
I assume.
And what feeling most of the time?
Unpleasant.
Smile, laugh, unpleasant.
It changes.
Yes, but what is the most kind? What is the most feeling in a day?
The manasa.
When you were saying about different degrees of panya in relations with somanasa or neutral feeling, what about in the higher jnana, like sankhara, upekha, jnana, then the feeling is...
You know about the seven pochanka?
Yes. Dhamma vijaya.
One.
So, yes, there's piti. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So still piti is there.
Even the factors of jhana, including piti.
I did read that actually enlightenment usually is with pleasant feeling but can be a neutral feeling.
When it's jhana
based.
Yeah, the fifth one,
yeah, only.
This morning you talk about interest, and the interest will keep us reading or understanding or considering. So can interest be with moha? Oh no, with greedy?
So what is it that you take for ajatasika, which is chanda or interest or what?
The interest. So what?
What reality is it?
Chanda, ajatasika. So interest in that sense could be. It's chanda.
So at what time does it arise? With chanda. What citta?
Thinking? I think with all the kusala or akusala, there could be chanda.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So the interest can be.
Interesting in listening to Dharma, interest in cooking, kusala.
And I think she means interest in having more Dhamma, more understanding, right?
Yep.
So that could be interest and attachment. Or attachment. Just attachment.
And there is also adipati pachaya, sahajata adipati pachaya, that is by chanda, by virya, by this panya, I think, and citta, and this is like four kinds of performing something, I think.
Adipati pachaya?
Adipati, sahajata adipati pachaya. That we can perform the task by chanda that prevails. The chanda is there with citta, for example, doing some tasks, and then this kind of chanda, the interest, for example, in studying Dhamma, is prevailing and it conditions the citta by that way, preponderance. And then another one is not chanda but virya, when we put a lot of effort, for example, for studying Dhamma, then the citta and all the cetasikas are that time perform the function of this studying by effort who prevails. And another one is the panya investigation. This cetasika also may condition the whole task performing, the whole citta and cetasikas, and it's prevailing, the panya, in that moment. And the fourth one is citta. As I remember, that the citta, then it's the preponderance, or how to say?
It prevails.
Predominates.
Preponderance.
And yeah. So it's good reminder that this is one also kind of condition. And if we talk about it being interesting in Dhamma, so by what we are conditioned, or so we are studying Dhamma, and this is chanda, the interest, that is preponderance, the effort. The panya or citta itself, four kinds of pachayas who condition the citta and cetasika at that moment.
So now, for you, what adipati pachaya?
Adipati pachaya.
At this moment.
Chanda, I think.
Chanda. And for Kunina? Different ones, see?
Mm-hmm. We tend to think in terms of situations, but I think these four can arise for everyone.
But at that time, what is predominant?
But it's just one moment.
Yes.
Next
but
moment can be another
yeah,
one.
But we talk about just one citta at a time. Right. For me, writing is virya, not chanda at all.
For whom?
For me, writing, I need virya.
Oh.
Not chanda. I have no chanda for writing at all. But you have chanda for writing, chanda. See?
Yeah.
Not virya.
Well, more chanda.
More chanda. Yeah. See, one can know by oneself. And for asking? Or chanda, or what?
Chanda.
So we can talk about right now.
Also for listening, it's a...
Anytime.
Chanda.
Depending. For me, writing at any time is virya, as a tipati. Without it, I do not write at all.
Lucas just mentioned some Bali words that I never heard. But so can you please just explain about those words?
Sahajata Adipati Pachaya.
What is
Sahajata? Like we have Sahajata, the company with different chitta seekers that are always together, Sahajata. Adipati.
Yeah, I think that chata means arise or birth. And as in chati is birth, arise.
Yeah, birth.
Birth. And saha is together at the same time. Arise together.
Like cognizance. So sahajata activity. So together, predominant. So the ones that arise together, which one is predominant? And there are four dharmas, which Lucas mentioned, four dharmas. Either virya, chanda, citta, or panya, dhamma vichara, panya. So one of these, it refers to these particular dharmas, and which one is predominant at that moment.
So what is sahachata tipatipanjaya?
Citta and cittasika?
Sahachata tipatipajya. Only those reality which can be a tipati. Even they arise together, but one is the chief or prevail the others. Like at moment of writing, there is virya and chanda and citta. But virya, for me, more than other things.
At moment of dana, there are many sobhana chittasikas, but it's aloba which is predominant.
It depends on that moment. Who knows? I cannot know for the other. You cannot know for the other. So only that person can know. But for reading, I have chanda, not virya, as much as writing.
What would it mean in that example, for example, of reading, if citta was predominant, what would that mean?
Just any citta which can read is there.
Just any.
Mm-hmm. Can condition reading.
So, one citta can read, as you mentioned.
Citta is one of the atipati panchaya, when it's not chanda, not other than it is citta. Not panya, it's citta.
So what is the difference between chanda and loba?
Yes, very good question, Kun Lucas. What part?
In what names, book? That's the one. I think Chanda and interest or I don't Loba is interest in an object, but
so for example if we're reading a book now, Loba is attached, it clings to the object, but Chanda is interest. Interest, why this book and not another book, because of the interest in
but
that topic.
Also have Akusala Chanda.
Also Akusala Chanda.
So in the case Akusala Chanda and Loba
arise together, different
so
functions.
Difference.
So different, so at that moment the Loba is attached and the Chanda has an interest, but they arise together, so they condition each other at that moment. So it's unwholesome interest, different from the interest at a moment of studying Dharma with Sati and Panya.
Can I understand that like the Chanda classify make the more stronger Loba? It makes the Loba stronger.
I think if there's Akusala interest, then Loba is there already.
Yeah.
So when there's Loba, there's... So Chanda, they're so common, so there can be weak or strong Loba, weak or strong Chanda with it.
You or someone say that Chanda is needed to get the job done?
Probably.
Or I just had also wish for...
Wish for
something. Where Loba likes or clings, then the Chanda itself wishes or not, yeah, with Kusala or Akusala.
That's the question. Chanda with attachment is Akusala Chanda, and the difference between that and Kusala Chanda is one is wholesome and the other one is not. But how to tell? Banya will know the difference. Right? Yeah.
And only Panya can know the difference between Chanda and Loba at that moment. Like when cooking, there must be lots of Chanda, lots of interest, along with lots of Loba, but only Panya can know what is Loba, what is Chanda.
But at least I should know in theory. Is that it?
Yes.
I should know in theory.
So I don't think we can say much more than Loba is attached at that moment to its object and Chanda has an interest, like some people have interest to go to the beach, Chanda, different from. So some people have an interest to come here, some have an interest, so different interests.
But also in interest, also there's cling.
Together.
So it means Loba and Chanda.
When it's Akusala Chanda, it's with clinging.
You mentioned in your books about Chanda Seekers, you mentioned about Chanda and Loba, and then I think you said something like the Loba is cling to the it clings to the object, but without Chanda, it cannot get the object desired. So. They perform different functions in that the same object.
Yes.
So in that case, with the chanda that is necessary to get the object desired, would be a kusala chanda because it's attachment.
There are a sum of money to give. What would you like to give to? To give, yeah, okay.
Yes.
Who would you choose to receive it?
In what way?
Maybe buy a Dharma book for.
See, and this is Chanda.
You did it last time.
This is Chanda. Aloba is Aloba, but it depends on Chanda.
What?
Okay.
What particular interest? Like you say, maybe we are all interested in sharing dharma, some have an interest to write more, mm-hmm. some have an interest to speak more, some have an interest to provide some
to
technical
listen.
Details, yeah. some to listen. So.
And my chanta is to listen too. I like listening very much. By other jyotisikas which accompany chanda.
And the citta that it arises with. It's like virya or sanya can be kusala or akusala, depending. Vedana, kusala, akusala. Depending on the other jyotisikas and citta.
So Ajahn Chanda or Loba or whatever we talk now, it's also, it's just the element that is not self. And this is Dhatu.
Or Dhamma.
Or Dhamma.
Or
Ayatana.
Or Ariyasaccha. Or
Paticca Samuppada.
Yeah, anything.
In different context, but a reality.
Yes, that is the meaning of Dhamma. Because Dhamma is Pali term. In Thai, we just simply say whatever is real, it has its own characteristic that nobody can change. Pitta.
And Pitta. Is there chanda in the same akusala chitta?
What chitta that doesn't have chanda arising with?
I don't know.
Only 18 types of ahetuka and moha, two mohas.
So
all others must have chanda with it.
Including those with tina.
Anything.
That's Tina and Mida when we are sleepy during the day. I think this is that. Does it also condition some rupa in the bodies?
How many chittas do not condition rupa?
10 for at least 10.
And? The first moment, Patisanti Chitta.
And Bhavanga Chitta. And
Puvanga condition.
Puvanga. Bhavanga conditions.
Mm-hmm. Only Patisanti Chitta cannot because they arise together
mm-hmm.
by Kama Pachya.
Mm-hmm.
And the last moment.
Ahetuka Vipaka.
I see.
Ahetuka.
Ahetuka. All Ahetuka. 18. 18 Ahetuka. 18. And two moha, mm-hmm. only. It does mean that citta would like rupa to arise with it, but it can condition rupa at moment of its arising, when it's not seeing, hearing so far.
And actually, what is ajandatina and mida cetasika? Because I forgot this.
Loss and torpor.
But I don't know what it means in English. Sloth and torpor.
Like lazy. Lazy, no lazy. Energy.
Lack of energy and sleepiness?
Sleepiness is like a situation. We have to think of the citta. And it happens to be the citta which are called sasankarika. Only can be accompanied by tina and nida.
Only sasankarika.
Because some chittas are asankarika. Well, it's translated as spontaneous, and some are sasankarika or induced. they are not so strong, not as strong as asankarika. And those moments can be accompanied by tina and nida. Like after a heavy meal, for instance.
Oh, okay. Only sasankarika induced, prompted. Not spontaneous.
Sasankarika, the chittas which are a bit weaker than the asankarika chittas. See?
Yeah, so those are induced. Induced.
Yeah, because it can be sasankarika.
So tina is a it's lack of energy. It's tina.
Yeah, we can describe it in a conventional way. It's a bit difficult because it's only a moment. It's so short. So it's hard to pinpoint really.
At this moment, you'd like to know tina mita or what?
I just actually had
No.
Before, but now it's gone.
I mean, at this moment, there must be a reality. You would like to know whether it's dinamita or you just want to understand it's a reality.
Yeah, that's the option we do.
Well, one is trying so hard to know whether there is mita or it's dina. No understanding at all. It's I who's trying so hard to know it. And that is impossible because it's only trying to put the name on it. Its characteristic appear for sure, no name, but one is trying so hard to put the name on it. So it's hindrance for understanding reality. Some would say for a feeling in Thai, and they ask if it vedana. See? They're just going to know the Pali word, whether it's vedana. Even that is a kind of feeling already. But the question is that vedana? See?
Just trying to pinpoint.
To name. It doesn't want anything. It doesn't know anything at all.
No interest.
No chanta. Completely. Moha.
Actually, Alberto today told on the beach that because we talk about the Loba Mula Chitta, that it arises many times unknowingly, and Alberto asked me, there is Loba that clings, but why you think the Loba comes in? Why it arises? And Alberto told, because of ignorance.
We all hear about delirious thinking. Delirious thinking.
About reality.
Yeah, because you see that anything beyond understanding or it cannot be understandable, we try to think about it instead of thinking about that which can be known little by little. In order to understand what's meant by delirious thinking, because one might think that, oh, this is delirious thinking, or while wanting to know about Dharma, whether it's delirious thinking or not, but when it's beyond one's own understanding and think a lot about it, it's delirious thinking.
Thinking only
in Tipitaka,
but only with regard to kind of thinking about Dharma. For example, if people are just thinking for ages and talking for ages about some kind of food or ordinary
because
things,
while they're eating, they don't talk about Lopa Mula Chitta, Asankarika, something like that.
So just only in this context. Yeah.
But I would like to ask, what's the Pali term for this delirious thinking?
I have to ask the one who knows Pali. Because it's there in Tipitaka. But they can find out. Okay. Yeah.
But it means some kind of process of cittas?
Yeah. Akusala for sure.
Akusala. Mm-hmm. Because I never realized that this is such thing.
For example, what about while one is asleep and one talk and what do you call that?
Lunatic. A lunatic.
Another word, I think. There's another word.
Sleepwalker.
Yeah. Say something.
While sleeping?
Yeah.
Talking in your sleep. Incoherently.
I think that there's another word, but I'm not sure.
Talking incoherently.
Oh, it's in Thai. Lamö. I think of Thai word instead of English word. Lamö. Delirious?
Yeah. Delirious. Or, but maybe it's not like a madness?
Not yet. But it's only... you know that there is many moments that is thinking a lot, thinking. But not all of them are spoken out or uttered out. But when there is the understanding of anattaness, it's just at moment of thinking, the word comes out by conditions. It's like any time of speaking while one is asleep or not. It's like that. But when one does not sleep, everything like seeing, hearing, visible object and sound appear. While one is asleep, they do not appear. But there's thinking about it. That's why we call it sleeping. And at moment of talk while one is asleep, is that sleep or not sleep? Not pawanga.
Lots of mind activity.
Mm-hmm.